From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with La Teresa and the Signal. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I spent 10 years in Kentucky, just off 75. South of Cincinnati knew all the local doves, but they didn't have the atmosphere for the kind of shape you left me in. So I headed down to Nashville, but Broadway couldn't heal me. So I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. Don't bother looking, 'cause you won't be finding me. I wrote it on a post-it, you won't break my heart again. When you call to say, let's talk, no, I won't be listening. You're sorry at the tone, but understand I won't be home, 'cause I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. Don't bother looking, 'cause you won't be finding me. Now I ain't wearing any suede shoes, 'cause I ain't got dancing feet. Just wanna hang around that sweet sound, let it soothe my misery. Yeah, the blues are driving me now. I'm in high gear 40 westbound, gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. Don't bother looking, 'cause you won't be finding me. Save your trip now.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I know Joe who plays there. He knows all the coolest spots. My cousin has a place there. She might even put me up. I'll tell her all about your mean street, then forget it all on Bill Street. Gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Tennessee. Don't bother looking, 'cause you won't be finding me. Now, now. Don't bother looking, 'cause you won't be finding cause I'm gone to Memphis, gone to Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. That's right, I'm gone.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 484th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the bluegrass sound of Latresa and The Signal. The group is Latresa Smith on guitar, singing, and songwriting, Randy Smith on upright bass, Kyle Wood on mandolin, and Marcus Stadler on banjo and dobro. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, Latresa and The Signal.
Thank you. An old favorite of ours. We hope you enjoy it, too. Shady Grove, pretty little miss. Boys, I call him pretty little miss, but it don't ever faze me. But every time he calls my name, he'll drive me crazy. Shady Grove, pretty little miss. Shady Grove, but darling,
Shady Grove,
pretty little miss, going back to Harlem. Mom says he's not my type, really loves him, but he's gonna marry me when I turn 12 this summer.
Shady Grove,
pretty little miss. Shady Grove, my darling,
Shady Grove,
pretty little miss, going back to Harlem. Hand powder curl my hair, now it came a calling, ran off with my older sis, like Mr. Squalling.
Shady
Shady Grove, my darling,
Shady Grove,
pretty little miss, going back to Harlem.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with Latresa and The Signal. Here's Donald.
Well, welcome back to Kentucky. We've got Latresa and The Signal. Welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thank you.
Of course, I had maybe a 33% chance to say your name accurately, and I failed that quiz. So it led me to a quick conversation about being a teacher and having awkward names and really being important to take pride in however you pronounce your name.
They're always surprised when I insist that they teach me how to say their name correctly. I'm an EL teacher, so I teach English learners. That's my day job. But they're wonderful kids, and I just think there's none better.
You've had kind of a roundabout this country traveling, even going from state to state, from Alabama to Kentucky to Tennessee. This music thing keeps you as a constant language that's consistent everywhere you go.
When I was a kid, we had a family band, and it was primarily my dad, and of course, being from Mississippi, we called him Daddy. It was my daddy and his two brothers. They were all ministers, just very musical, and so they all played instruments and sang. My daddy wrote songs, too. As a family band, we traveled around. And we, sang and played music. My daddy always joked when people asked him, how did all your kids learn to play instruments? He said, we laid them in one room, shut the door, and said, we got to leave for a while, but do not go in there and touch those. He said, well, and the rest, well. mind's eye sees reflections of her blue Kentucky moon. And the sun as it dances on her golden rods anew. Her fillies in the fields are pure splendor in the grass. And music in her hollers calls me back.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with La Teresa and the Signal on Red Barn Radio.
I finished my education. I ended up attending four different universities to get my undergrad degree. I feel like that experience is invaluable to me because, you know, even all the way out to California State, I went a semester there and then back to the South. And so it's been valuable to me because I think it makes me just more appreciative of people and where they're from, their values, and just respecting that. And also at the same time, and I try to bring it into my classroom, that yes, we're all different, but yes, in a lot of ways, we're the same. It's both of those things taken together that make us all great together. I think that's what it's taught me, through the years, so I do value the moving around. Sometimes it's a little hard when people ask, where are you from? Well, let me think. A lot of places. When you see me coming down the mountain, stepping back into the light of day, you should know with your smile that I've been holding in my heart to help me find my way. Put your blue jeans on, tie my hair back, say you come along. Let's go smell that honeysuckle hanging in the air. Promise you'll be there. I've been deep down working beneath the mountain, needing so to hear that whistle blow. In your eyes is cure for all my doubting. When I feel you in my arms, I will know. Oh, put your blue jeans on, tie your hair back, baby, come along. Let me feel that honey loving, show me you still care. Promise you will be there. Show me you still care. Promise you will be there. Let's go smell that honeysuckle hanging in the air. Promise you will be there. Thank you.
It's Latresa and The Signal. So how did The Signal come together?
Well, I've been writing for a long time, and I was commuting to Nashville, and I was writing. It was while I was living in Kentucky, actually, that I decided to write some songs that reflected who I was. I took those songs to some songwriter and producer friends that I had made in Nashville, and I said, what do you think of these? They all smiled and looked at me and said, I think you finally found who you are as an artist. I really decided that this was my music. From that point on, I grew up in Mississippi for several years. I lived there, did most of my growing up in that area. There was a little place up the road from me that every Saturday night they had bluegrass. And it was just a little wooden building, just the little plank wood floors. And I would go out there, I'd walk out there on Saturday nights, Mom, I'm going over to the bluegrass building, okay. And I would sit there and listen. And I really, at that time, fell in love with that music. And I just decided, wow, one day, wouldn't it be ultra cool to have a bluegrass band? So when I finally settled in on this music and everyone said, that's your music, that's who you are, I said, you know, you're right. So I finished writing and recording my first CD. That was in 2003. Just happened to be the year I lost my father as well. So I had the CD release party, dedicated it to my dad. And then early 2004, I decided I got to put a band together and I got to tour and promote this CD. I found my bass player first. I ended up marrying him. And then I found my banjo player. And that's an interesting story because, well, I guess there's a story about finding you too. But, well, both these guys I found because I called somebody else first that I knew. I didn't even know them yet. Called somebody else and they were like, I can't do it, I'm booked, but let me give you this other guy's number. And so I'm forever grateful to that guy for giving me Randy's number. Marcus has a studio, and we're working on our new CD, actually, in his studio called Bumpin' Heads. Marcus was recording with a dobro player that I called, who actually now is part of the infamous String Dusters, Andy Hall. And I knew Andy, and I called Andy. I said, Andy, I got this gig coming up, and I'm putting some folks together and kind of starting the band. He's like, man, I can't do it. How about a banjo player? Happened to be here with a banjo player. So we put Marcus on the phone. Marcus was like, yeah, I'll do it. And the rest was history. Kyle, actually I've known Kyle since, oh my, long time. Early, probably the 80s even, 89. We've been friends for a long, long time. Kyle was involved in another band, another bluegrass band, Crucial Smith, when I put my band together. But then there came a time when they weren't doing that thing anymore, and I was still doing my thing, and Kyle and I were able to get together, and I said, hey, what would be great is if you could start playing with me. And so he's been playing with us ever since, and so I'm very blessed to have these guys in the band because they're just all around great musicians and great guys. In 1860 early spring, she promised true to wear his ring. A boy at heart, a girl was she, and they'd never loved before. In 61 when kin fought kin, she swore she'd never love again. Until the day sore, but still their hope remained. He prayed each night, then bravely died and never saw her face. again. Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, we all come from different places. I mean, Randy has a background in jazz, and then he played a lot of jazz and blues on Beale Street. Then he met me, and I won him over to the way of bluegrass. Yay. Marcus, well, he is originally from Munich, Germany, so the roundabout way made it to Nashville, Tennessee, and I mean, has just played with so many people, and I just feel privileged that he's ever on the stage with me. Kyle Wood is a songwriter, too, and played with Crucial Smith for years and has that experience, and then he and I co-wrote one of the songs that's going to be on our new gospel CD, so I feel really good about that. The name for the band, The Signal, came from a songwriter friend of mine in Nashville who I think now has moved back to California where he originally came from. But he had a song called The Signal, and it was really about WSM and how people used to gather around the radio, and it was the signal that brought everybody together. And I thought, I could call my band The Signal, and I checked with him. He was like, yeah, that's awesome. Use it. So I decided that the band was my way of taking my sound and my music to people and hopefully bringing people together. So that's where the name of the band came from. Well, I would imagine in the great state of Kentucky, a good sweet potato pie is just about as important as it is in Mississippi. And so, growing up with sweet potato pie, I had to write a song about it. Hurry home, boy, ain't you missing? Warm corn pie won't lay on fire. Can't you smell your Sunday dinner? Taste my sweet, sweet potato pie. Back, I need your love to soothe me. So hurry home to me. Hurry home, boy, ain't you missing? Warm corn pie won't lay on the fire. Can't you smell your Sunday dinner? Taste my sweet, sweet potato pie. Marcus Stoddler, y'all. Well, my lips are anticipating. My hungry heart can hardly wait till I see you standing in the kitchen doorway. So hurry home to me. Hurry home, boy, ain't you missing? Warm corn pie lay on the fire. Can't you smell your Sunday dinner? It's my sweet, sweet potato pie. Cowwood. Randy Smith on bass.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Latresa and the Signal, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.